Jenny Williams. Jenny Rachel. So Jenny over here. I'm Phil. That confused you. Jenny did something that, as far as I know, has never been done before in the history of the board, and that was she came to the board meeting with a written proposal for what we should do in a year and a half. And it was a magnificent proposal, and the board said, well, of course we're going to do that. We've never done that. We should do that. And so we're getting to Jenny, we're getting the ball rolling, and we say, we need, as the Ecclesia Project, to talk about the formation of young people. How do we think about this as congregations? Lots of people are talking about youth, but how do we as congregations, how are we engaged in the work of formation of young people? And so, as you know, that's our theme this year, and we're delighted that you're here to be part of it. One of the things we did early on, some of you are here and you know this because you answered our plea, was we sent out a survey to anyone who'd been to an Ecclesia Project gathering the last 5 or 6 years. So those of you who are standing, raise your hand if you have a seat near you that's open so people can see where there are seats. So come sit down. We don't want you to stand. We'll give them a chance to find a seat. If you got one near you, it's open. Welcome. This is a hard group to sneak into. So we sit. There's still some over here. Right over here. And walk in front of them. So we sent out a survey to anyone who'd been to an EP gathering for the last 5 or 6 years and told you what the theme was going to be for this year and asked you what some of the key questions were that you thought we should be addressing. Who are some of the key resource people that we should be engaged with? And remarkably, 60 people responded. That's pretty good in the survey. It shows a sort of high level of commitment. And a lot of those 60 people are sitting next to you, or you are one of them. So it's not quite the case that Jenny and I planned this. We started very early on. A lot of what we're doing these 3 days has been inspired by, informed by your suggestions, your wisdom that we glean by your offering it. So we want to thank you for the part that you've played in making this gathering possible as well. So you wouldn't be surprised to know, because you've all thought about this topic as the church for a very long time, that there's only so many angles you can take in 48 hours, right? There's only so much you can address. So there's going to be a lot more to be doing. But let me just very briefly say, here's a few of the things that we hope to be doing, just to kind of give you the big overview. This is like the guy who comes, you know, or your server who comes and tells you all this at the buffet table for the dinner. So here's what's on offer. One of the things we wanted to do is think hard about youth cultures and how youth cultures are shaping our youth and shaping all of us, right? And so we brought someone in who we think has some special expertise on that to help us to think about youth cultures. We also invited lots of youth who come back to that. It feels a little different in the room this year if you've been here before. We have all this youthful energy, which makes up for the rest of us. We also wanted to think a little bit about how, if you pay attention to so-called youth ministry, there's also some pretty significant shifts going on in how people think about and undergo and take up the practice of so-called youth ministry. A lot of that's being rethought. And so we wanted to think together about that. We also wanted to think about a central practice of the church, baptism. Knowing that we come from lots of different ecclesial traditions, we think about the role and place and practice of baptism differently. But we wanted to think about how does baptism shape the way we shape young people and the way young people are shaped. So we have a plenary that addresses that. We also want to hear from EP congregations who are engaged and have been engaged, as all congregations are, in the work of formation of youth. And so we've invited some larger groups from some congregations to come and talk to us about how they go about, what they know about, what they've learned, what they do, and We'll talk more about this tomorrow. I'm not a big believer in so-called best practices. I'm sure there's a place for that. Tomorrow, that afternoon session might be called something like, you know, minimally decent practices. we're not holding up saying, you know, go there and be happy. We're saying, no, there's some wisdom here you might clean from. So there's that. And we also want to give you plenty of opportunity to be engaged with each other around tables, both in here and plenary sessions, be engaged in workshops. We also want to give you an opportunity to think about what questions at the end of our time together you most want to talk together with each other about. So be time for that, and I'll say a couple words about that more in a minute. And of course, as EP, we want to give you an opportunity for all of us to worship together, to eat together, to tell stories, to laugh, and to wash each other's feet. And so we'll be doing that together. So it's rich fare. It's a lot to do, but I think there's a lot on offer, something for everyone, and I hope a very enriching time together. So if that's what we're planning to do, just a couple quick things about the people that you're doing it with. John's already said a little bit about this, just to kind of remind you who it is that's gathered here to do this good work. If this is your first time, and there are a lot of you for whom this is your first time, and we're delighted that you're here, you should know, as we like to say, that EP, this is not a conference. You thought you came to a conference. We don't like to think of ourselves as a conference. We like to think of ourselves as a gathering of friends, and that there are friends that you know, and that there are friends you didn't know you had until you got here. Or until they got here. And so that's how we arrange things. And so it's a little bit different kind of dynamic. John's already mentioned that a little bit as far as table conversations, but just understand that we also come from lots of different traditions. One of the beautiful things about EP is that we have some of the same passions, the same convictions. But we have people across church traditions that often don't sit down and talk at the same table together. We have a lot of that here. So you're more than likely at a table with some people who come at some things perhaps very differently, but ended up in a lot of the same places. And that's really interesting. So we hope that when you come, if you're new to this kind of conversation, we know that you'll do it respectfully. But just realize that everyone who's a long-time EP person comes precisely not because the program is necessarily what they want to hear. It's because there's interesting people in the room who care deeply about the church and who care deeply about forming faithful, serious disciples of Jesus Christ. And we come at that differently. We come at that from different traditions, but we have a lot to learn from each other and to celebrate the mystery and the beauty that God is doing what God is doing in lots of different ways. It doesn't look one way. And so that's part of why we're here, is to be enriched from each other. I would be remiss without saying that for the first time in EP history, we have gone to what for us is extraordinary lengths to invite intentionally a number of young people. You can see them around you. This is exciting, and I hope they're excited. We're excited about their being here among us. We thought it would be silly to talk about the formation of youth and never have anybody in the room who might help us think about the formation of youth from their angle. So they're going to be listening, but they're also going to be talking. There's a plenary where they're going to have a chance to talk. We're going to hear from them tonight in some skits, a number of places, and a lot of them are going to be around taking the tables as well. So we hope that you'll make them welcome and that we'll be ready to listen to them. And if you're one of those young people who plans on participating, and here young people is pretty wide. Yeah, I still look at myself as a young person. My children say, now you've been a young person for a very long time. I mean, we have middle schoolers who are going to be pretty involved. And we also have, very intentionally, from the same congregation, brought people from middle school all the way up to young adults, so we could sort of see what formation has looked like and hear from people across, you know, a fairly lengthy period of time about what formation has looked like. So all those people are here, and if you're one of those people, I hope you will feel like you're a full participant. You're not just here to look at and for us to sort of, so it's nice to have the young people here. It is nice to have you here, but we need to hear your voices as well, so we hope that you'll jump in. A couple other important matters about your participation, I want to say a couple things about. You'll see there's a number of sheets of paper up around here, and you also have very fun color post-it notes on your table. Okay. Different sizes. Here's what we're, if you're on the EP mailing list and you got the newsletter a couple months ago and you happen to read it, you know, that's a lot of hits. You'll know that one of the things that we hoped to do before we got here that didn't happen, but we're going to start doing it now, is we're trying to compile an annotated bibliography of resources that you know about. I mean, all of you have probably have at least one book or article or video or person or something you think has shaped the way that you think about and practice ministry to young people. And so we just want you to jot that down on one of those post-it notes and post it on one of those sheets that says recommended resources. And put your name on it, because we might follow you up with it and have you write a little paragraph or so. We're trying to compile this so that after this year and the coming years, we can glean the wisdom of people who've read things and learned from things and been shaped from things that the rest of us haven't been. So there's a lot of wisdom in the room, and that's one of the ways we want to tap into it. Okay, so that's one of the things the post-it notes are for. Another thing the post-it notes are for is if you haven't looked at your packet yet, whether you have it in written form or electronically, Saturday morning, for 90 minutes, we're going to do what's called a World Cafe table discussions. Some of you have done that kind of exercise before. I suspect some of you have not. There's a fairly lengthy handout about it. It's not necessarily complicated. It's just a little more elaborate. But it's a way of us organizing some conversations for Saturday morning about things that you want to talk about that aren't dictated by what somebody on the planning team wanted to talk about. In relation to what we're talking about here. It may play off of something that you've heard that didn't get resolved or a question that's been nagging you, and you're pretty sure that somebody else wants to talk about it. So what we need is we have 16 tables in here, and Saturday morning we're going to have somewhere between 16 and 20 groups that are going to be of somewhere between 5 and 6 people each, talking about questions that you want to talk about. So those 3x5 post-it notes that you have, particularly in front of you, there's a World Cafe discussion question sheet over there, and there's one on this side of the room, too, so you don't have to walk the entire length of the room to do this. We need about 16 to 20 of you over the next day or so to think through a question, a good question, and post it there. With the hope that somebody else wants to talk about it with you. Okay? You'll be the host of that question. It doesn't mean you have to run the discussion. It just means you're welcoming people to come and talk with you about it come Saturday morning. Okay? And we're going to have two sessions, right? Two 30-minute sessions. So you get to talk about two of those. So it requires two things of you. It requires some of you to write those questions. It requires the rest of you to sign up for one of those tables, which is being done online. Right? It's 21st century. So, at the bottom of that World Cafe discussion handout, there's a link. And if you have a paper copy, if you'll go to the EP website, the right side, and click on Gathering Resources, you can go to the electronic version of the World Cafe handout. You go to the bottom and click the link on the electronic version. That way you won't have to type in that long address that you have on your paper copy. But you'll go there. It's very simple to choose two of those discussion tables if you'd like to be part of it, right? And there's a limit to each table. The table we describe, right? We say table one, it'll tell you what's going to be discussed at table one. If you want to sign up for that, then put your name and your email address, and you're in. Okay? So right down the table, you're going to be at. So it's not complicated, but we do need you to do that. If 100 people show up on a Saturday morning and no one signed up, it's going to be chaos. So don't do that to me, please. I'm doing pretty well so far, but that'll send me over the edge. And you don't want to do that. So these are all ways that we're trying to be a little bit more participatory this year, but it requires you to be participatory. Okay, so I'm encouraging you to do that, plan ahead. And if you have questions about that, let me know. But most of your questions will be answered, I think, by the handout. The last thing I get to do is have the pleasure of introducing Roy Terry, another important person on the planning team this year. It's Roy. Roy's been in charge of planning all our times of gathered worship. If you're a longtime EP person, you no doubt know and love Roy. If you're a first-time person, you will soon come to love and know Roy. Roy is a person of passion and energy, enthusiasm. He's a long-time Music Project member. He's the pastor of the Cornerstone United Methodist Church in Naples, Florida, that he helped launch in 1996. And we're delighted that he's here. And he's going to introduce our time of worship today and our worship leaders. Roy.